Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and we are here every Friday at this time zone for a radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc, and occasionally we are blessed with Jean-Luc's entourage, and I think...
All you need is one.
That's really all you need. Any more than this would be too many. That's for sure. In the Jean-Luc entourage. That's right. Especially as they are in a harbor, somewhere in California. So it'd be kind of hard to have a whole entourage or a fan club on a sailboat in the cabin when it's cold, when it's dark. So anyway, so we're here every Friday. That's right. Yeah. So we don't need any more than that. So we are here with Jean-Luc and Diane as we talk about whatever we're going to talk about on this fine Friday night. And this is the last week of January already. Holy cow. And we're going to be talking about whatever we're going to be talking about in 2024. But we started this a long time ago, when Jean-Luc was a customer of ours, and he had an interesting company he was working with, and he had a dynamic conversation about him and philosophy, and I really kind of enjoyed it, and we said, let's help you build this thing. We started to do some radio shows, and then one thing led to another, and we started doing more radio shows, and this has been one of our longest-running radio shows, if you will, on Building Fortunes Radio, and we've had some twists and turns, you know, the government, the elections, we've had COVID, we've been through it all. We've been through medical emergencies, including like broken ankles on my part and heart transplants on Jean-Luc's part, and we've been all over the place. So as we are going through our winding road of life, if you will, we are encountering whatever's going to go on in 2024, the rest of it as it gets. And I promise you this. If you thought 2020 was crazy, that was just a ramp up to whatever they're going to do in 2024. You know, they came out with COVID to throw in front of Donald Trump as far as the elections. They stole the elections, you know, stopped the steal. They did the January 6th thing. And now they're kind of preempting the either alien invasion, I think, or maybe they're doing like a CBDC, or now they're talking about, you know, gain of function in China that's 100% deadly. I don't know. But we're here with as many radio shows in 2024 as we can possibly put in here. The closer we get towards October, the crazy it's going to be. And I'm just proud to say thanks to Jean-Luc for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I like your introduction. I have my fan today. And we had our 375 radio show, meaning we have done this for 375 weeks. And I think it's more because sometimes when you have some emergency or technical problem, we put a replay, but we have done at least together 375 radio show. Tonight I want to talk about the, what do you say?
That's a lot.
Yeah,
not
it's
enough,
a lot.
But it's a lot, but it's not enough. 5 weeks,
and I think this year we will pass 400.
Yeah, easy.
Easy, because in 25 we will pass 400, maybe a few months. Yeah. And we talk about many, many things. And tonight I want to talk about the title can be, are we going to a secession? In French, you say secession, but here you take this French word and you torture him and you say secession.
Okay.
He's a French word. Secession.
That's right. Of course. That's why your French guy mentions the French word. Secession. Makes sense.
Yeah, secession. Why they torture the French like this? Like when people swear, they say, excuse my French. This is not French. This is purely English, you know? But I don't know if you follow what happened in Texas, Peter.
I have been following
Texas.
I've been following the game of chicken that the governor is playing with our feeble president as far as are we going to protect the border or not, and it's really coming.
You know what?
I don't know what we did today. I don't know.
Not today or yesterday. But I will put you update. And what you have done before for people who are new and maybe didn't listen before, what you have done before, you were taking this illegal immigrant, putting on a bus and going to New York, where the mayor, Adam, say, well, it's too much. I say, yeah, but you are a sanctuary city. You want them, take them. Okay, you have done this many, many, many times, but now I think the gradient or the scale has been going up because the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, he defies the lawless SCOTUS, and I was looking what SCOTUS means because I am not an American, you say, and from people who don't know what SCOTUS means, is the Supreme Court of the U.S., Supreme Court of the U.S., and they put an order, which is unconstitutional, to demand Texas to open its border to illegal immigrants and enemy combatants. Because when you look at this immigrant, I look many, many videos, and I listen different people, some people who are on the ground, and they say, okay, you have these people with family, with kids, but they are not the only one. You are also people who are military people who come in this country. It can be from China, a lot of them from China. But I learned also, yes, some from Russia. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was El Paso. Is more, a lot of Russian people go this way. And Governor Abbott in Texas, what did he say? He invoked the U.S. Constitution to declare that the right of Texas supersede the federal government power. Normally, the federal government is here to protect all the states and the Constitution and to ensure that the Constitution is applied and to protect the state. But now, because you don't have protection, it's even worse than no protection. Is the Biden administration and Mayorkas and Blinken who push and send their lawyer in Texas to fight against the decision of Governor Abbott to stop the illegal immigrant, and they put the barbed wire everywhere, and the Biden administration asked them to remove that. And what happened? Abbott said, no, you are not able to protect the state of Texas. Governor of the Texas, we apply the Constitution, we apply our right, and now we protect our own state. And many Democrats are calling Biden to seize control of the Texas National Guard. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, I've been kind of following it. I don't know, like noon was the date that they were supposed to cut they call it razor wire. They were going to cut the razor wire so they can let the illegal immigrants in. And I don't know, that deadline may have passed, and I've been kind of trying to follow up on the news to see if anything has been done. But I'm not sure just yet. So I don't know if there's any updates on that at all, Jean-Luc.
The other of that I have is a state of many other states go with Texas. So Oklahoma, first Virginia, Florida. But this was the 25, and on the 26, I think you have more than 25 states who go with Texas. When you look closely, 25 states is half of the country.
Yeah.
And for some people who know a little bit of geography, Texas is one of the bigger states, I think, in this country after Alaska, if I am correct. And
right.
for me to compare, we can put France in Texas. You don't have too much after, but France can go in Texas. Okay? I don't know how many million people live in Texas, but what I know, they have the oil, they have all the industries, they have the even the space industry. They have the Gulf of Mexico with harbors. They have the food. They have many things. And the most of that, they have a governor who defends the state of Texas against illegal immigration. And I can talk about immigration because I am an immigrant, but I am legal. I have been through all the process in France. I have my green card, and I have been all of this, and legally I come here. And I know you have many different immigrants in this country, but I learned long time ago, I say at least 40 or 50 years ago, don't do something illegal. You want something? Okay, do it legally, especially this kind of stuff, because after when you are illegal on one country, you cannot work, you are always afraid to the police arrest you or something, and it's way better, and you, if you want to prosper on something, especially if you want to create a business, it's better to be a legal. Now, all of this, the question is, are we advancing to a civil war over the illegal immigration? This is a question. Because what happens if Texas say no to open the border? Now the communication between, let's say, Texas, Abbott, and Biden has become harder and harder. And, you know, a bullet can be a communication, but it's a hard one. Are we going to this way? Because what happens if Texas refuses? Is Biden want to take the National Guard, and what can happen after? This is one of the questions. Yeah?
Yeah, well, we haven't been here before. I mean, this is kind of a new thing. I mean, it's been challenged as far as the secession, you know, during the Civil War, if you will, the Revolutionary War, I guess you would say, to a certain extent. But in our lifetimes, you know, we'd hear, you know, goofy things like California wants to secede from the United States, or some other little country wanted to secede from some state, you know, when they were doing like the culture wars associated with politics over in Seattle. But this is serious. I mean, they're getting real serious here, and it's very interesting to see what's going to happen. So what is your,
but
if you think,
you, Peter, you are in a good state. We
yeah.
can say the same thing here. You are in a good state. And I learned also the scientists stopped to for the presidential, and he back up Trump. I think you are in a good state, Peter.
Right. So far, I mean, who knows? Escalate, poop goes downhill pretty quick. So we never really know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And the governor, said now we have 6 million illegal immigrants, and I quote, 6 million illegal immigrants, and this is a treason from Biden, I quote Abbott.
Right. So, in your words, why do you think that the Biden administration keeps an open border. So what do you think the rationale is? There's probably a couple of reasons why they are allowing this to happen, whereas ordinarily most people wouldn't leave their front door open for total strangers to come in and kind of take over the country. So
my thinking, and my thinking is from many things I read or I listen, and I listen one side or the other, not only something coming from only one. You know, I even listen something when we talk about something international. I listen what happened in France or Europe, say like the German farmer and all of this. But like you said, 2024 will be a crazy year, and I agree with something I listen and I read many times. Like Biden view his age, this physical and mental condition will not be running for president. And in between now and September, let's say, I think we'll see a change. And some people say it can be Gavin Newsom, it can be Michelle Obama. I don't know. This I don't know. But I think he will have a change. But if he have a change like this, it will be illegal. But, you know, it's not the first time Biden do something, or Biden administration and himself do something illegal. And just letting the illegal immigrant inviting this country is against the Constitution and is illegal. Okay, and not protecting the state is also illegal. And Diane says treason. And Diane, she's an American. Okay. And I will think if we have a change like this, and I think they will allow illegal immigrants to vote. It's too bad because I'm legal immigrant and maybe I will be refused to vote, okay? But they will allow illegal immigrants to vote, because when you look at now 6 million immigrants and you have around 18,000 illegal immigrants per day, 18,000 per day is what, if you put this... per month is almost a little more than 500,000 per month. And maybe in six months is 3 million more, plus already 6 million here. If you have 9 or 10 million illegal immigrants in this country, and many of them vote, because it's not difficult to put these people to vote. First, you give authorization. Second, you say, hey, we are the one who give you the money. You need to vote for me. Okay? And these people many of them didn't speak English or all of this. Many of them will be voting because they want the money. Is what
right.
I think can happen. I don't wish this happen. I wish we have a fair and legal election. But when you look how they attack Trump all the way and try to get rid of him. This is not legal, because if Trump is on a ballot and he has the right to postulate to be elected president. And many American people, a lot of American people, have the right to vote for him or not. This is what we call democracy. But I think many people confuse Democrat, which didn't mean democracy, just the name, and democracy. It's a completely different word, and also a different purpose.
Well, it's a complex issue, and it really reveals a lot of things. So I'll start off with, it's the one thing that was identified with Donald Trump is that if you're the president, you can't get a lot of stuff done based on the machine, if you will, that is the establishment. And the establishment is really one big thing. It's really Democrats and Republicans. They're all basically corrupt. So it's really something between corruption, and I'm not going to say that Donald Trump wasn't corrupt in his own way, but it's really the idea of they want to keep control of their level of corruption. And I think the American basic regular people are starting to identify that, you know, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, there's somebody else steering this ship. And the illusion or delusion of a democracy and voting was blown straight open because of the feebleness of Joe Biden and his election campaign in the 2020 election. You got an old man that doesn't leave his fucking basement. An old man that doesn't leave his basement gets more votes than anyone on the planet ever in our country. And Donald Trump, who can pack a stadium, loses. It's just crazy. And you just saw the way they manipulated the voting to make sure that Biden got in, and the idea that they manipulated and are punishing Donald Trump. And then you take a look at this.
China, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then you take a look at this open border, and if you can pile in millions of people that you can eventually put on a voter roll, or you can pile in millions of people and quite honestly give them better benefits than you do people in your own country, you can destabilize the country even further. You got about half a dozen things to make sure that you can stay in control and Donald Trump doesn't get in control again. Because if Donald Trump gets in control again, bad things will happen all over again, because he's not really playing with everybody else. So
I was listening that Pakistan, who have a lot of illegal Afghan, I get rid of half a million of them, and they put a rule or a law, I don't know exactly, but they say, okay, if you are illegal here in this country, you need to leave, and you have this time frame to leave. If you are not doing this, we'll be arrested and put in jail. Half a million of them go back in their country by themselves. And it's something like this. Now, we can talk on the other side, because many of these illegal immigrants have been through many, many, many things. Some of them die. We find some truck with many people dead inside. Some of them have been raped. And because when you look how they come here, they go to the jungle, Panama, and Ecuador, and they follow all this. And all of this, many of these people have been die or injured, and or kids, same thing, and some kids, even some bring by pedophile in this country, plus the drug, because behind all of this, you have the drug cartel who make a lot of money with that, because all of these people need to pay, or the U.S. government pay for that. And above all of this, above the some family who come here, you have a lot of these military people who are coming in this country, and maybe one day we will have what we call the activation day, meaning going after many infrastructure in this country to create a chaos. And this can happen close to the election, especially if Trump is still winning like he's doing now. I'm pretty sure we'll have a lot of chaos between August and October.
Yeah, it's not going to be nice. That's certainly for sure. And we're watching what's happening. The sad thing is the impact on communities, everyday people, everything from just like messing up cities with pollution and garbage and straining resources, and unfortunately people are being killed and murdered and robbed. It's actually getting insane out there. I just saw Glenn Beck just highlighted a mom, I forget her name, but her daughter had autism. She was living in a trailer and was killed single-handedly by an illegal immigrant who was renting a room in a trailer as well over wherever they were. I think it was over in Maryland. And you just say, okay, so this was an illegal immigrant and who doesn't follow the same rules or cultures as the people over here. And people are literally dying. And having said nothing about the drugs that are killing people like crazy with the fentanyl. And then I saw in Chicago, I believe, I don't know if this is true, I got to check this, but I believe the Democratic National Convention is going to be in Chicago this year. And Chicago, the city itself, has a very large black population. And they're totally fed up that their population is basically impoverished in many areas, whereas if you're an illegal immigrant, you come in with a home or you live in a hotel and you get a card, you know, debit card with, you know, money that the illegal immigrants, they're the ones with the food shopping carts that are piled over. And meanwhile, there's a lot of people that can't afford food. So
plus the fun pay for, plus the money.
Yeah.
And also I was listening something. I don't remember which city it was, Chicago or somewhere. They closed the school to the American kids to put the immigrant inside.
Yeah. They took 2,000 kids out. So they basically made 2,000 kids work remotely while they took over that school and allowed 2,000 immigrant families or immigrant people to come in there. So Jean-Luc, when you take a look at, you know, what is the motivation here? You know, it's certainly not to help the United States. It's to be able to retain control because they will not let go. They will not let go. And as a result of that, they'll do everything, including destroy this country.
Exactly what they are doing. Because if you look on the other side, all of this is paid by American taxes or printing the money, and the inflation is continues to go up and up and up. Some people say, no, I don't have inflation. I don't know why you are not going shopping, because we are going shopping, and each time we buy something, it go up in price. And this is not finished, because if you put all of this together, okay, the illegal immigration plus the chemtrail plus the destruction of energy, the destruction of some food plant and all of this, we will going down and down and down, especially on the food. And my advice to people to listen, if you have a garden or a way to grow some food, do it, because one day maybe you will have only this to eat.
Right. It's getting worse. So having said that, believe it or not, we're almost done with our radio show. So how would you like to wrap this one up?
I want to say something else. I was listening to the Attorney General of Texas, Ted Paxton, and he was exactly saying the same thing. This is what Biden is doing is illegal, and they continue, they will not open the border, and they continue to push on this. I think we need to continue to look at this, how it's evolved, because now you have 25 states with Texas, and like I said at the beginning, don't mess with Texas, okay? And you have also the Dr. Pete Chamber, who is a doctor and a military, if I remember correctly. He start a convoy the 29th of January. This convoy starts in Virginia Beach. It's in your side, Peter. I don't know exactly where is Virginia Beach. I don't think it's in Florida, because he say after we go to Florida.
Yeah, well, Virginia Beach is in Virginia.
Okay. No, because sometimes they give a name. Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Virginia, 29 is when? Is Monday? Huh?
Yes.
Monday, yeah. And he go to the convoy and he say we can have a trucker, bicycle, car, everything. The convoy go to Florida, to Louisiana, and to Texas, finishing in Texas Eagle Pass. I think is near to Eagle Pass. And all of this is a peaceful demonstration to make people aware of what is happened with the border, what is happened with this illegal immigration, and all of this. If some people want to have more information about this, I can give you one of my source. You go to brightaeon.com and you can watch different video. You can go on different other independent channel. If you go on CNN, you will learn nothing. So you will learn some fake news, and because all of this is organized, and if you go against the narrative, you will be banned, you will be treated as a terrorist. And we are against the narrative, because I think we have something between our two here. We call this a brain, and we use it. You and me, Peter, and me, other, and Diane, too, and the others. Okay? We do this radio show for people who have something between two ears.
Yep, that's for sure. So we are done with our radio show. For those people listening in, you can check us out again. If you go back to Building Fortunes Radio, look for Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc, I'm going to say bonsoir, bon nuit.
Bonsoir, Peter.
And Diane, thank you very much for being here as well. We will catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.